So I'm sure you've gotten this as well if you are a parent of children in yeshivas, but what the I've gotten a few emails from the PA of Yeshiva Ketana and a Beis Yaakov asking for, you know, to click the link and give for each child most money for the Rabbeim and for the teachers for Chanukah gifts. And there's a set amount that you give, and you just click a link. It's very easy. They have everything pre-filled for you. You just need to put in your credit card information, and I think it's like $25 or $30 per child. And it's maxed at a family, so if you have a lot of children, there's a maximum amount. The question is, can you pay for this Chanukah gift with Meiser money? And every year, I'm always unsure. You know, I have a list of my Meiser that I give, so do I add this to the list? Do I not give to the list? I have a general question, which is not for this year, if it can be tax deductible, but that's not for this year. But is it a Meiser? Can you pay Meiser money with such, for such Chanukah gifts? So in general, the Rama says that Meiser Ksafim should not be used for mitzvos, like such as donating candles to a shul, but rather should be spent on poor people. However, there are many limitations on this Rama, which is really outside the scope of this year, but the Baragola says the Rama would only prohibit the usage of Meiser Ksafim for obligatory mitzvos chiyuvis, as opposed to optional mitzvos, which are, you know, you would be allowed to use Meiser money. Practically, we rely on these lenient opinions and allow Meiser Ksafim funds to be used on usually on non-obligatory mitzvos. Any extra mitzvos that you're doing, you can use Meiser money. That's the simple understanding. Now, notably, the Pesachim Utshuvos, which is a sefer on Meiser as well, which cites the Aruch HaShulchan that says most Purim, money that you give to Rabbeim on Purim, should not be used for matanos la'evyonim. I mean, you can't count, that does not count as matanos la'evyonim because it's a set amount. And the Pesachim Utshuvos says, well, based upon this, that it's a set amount that you give to the Rabbeim, you should not use Meiser money for Ma'os Purim either, because since it's a set amount and it's a standard, you know, gift, so it kind of becomes obligatory, and therefore you should not use Meiser money for that. But he mentions two heterim. Number one, if you stipulate first time that you give it, that you're only giving it with Meiser money, so then it's fine. And also he says since people give different amounts, then you could assume that, like, you know, the bare minimum maybe is obligatory, but anything above that is extra that you're giving out of the goodness of your heart, and that extra money could be Meiser money. So if you give $100 to Rabbeim, so you could say $1 is obligatory, and 99 can then be count as Meiser money. But what about Ma'os Chanukah? Does that have the same status as money that you give on Purim? So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah says that there's a minhag that aniyim go door to door on Chanukah collecting. The Sefer Chemdas Yamim, as well as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, say that there's this minhag to give Oskei Torah, people who are learning Torah learners, people who are involved in Torah learning, we give them special money on Chanukah, and somehow this is a tikkun, this, you know, corrects our bad acts, and this is based on a Zohar, so it's something unique to give Ma'os to Aniyim on Chanukah. Now the Sefer Moed Kol Chayiv, Ben Ish Chai, says that this is where the minhag evolved, that we give money to Rabbeim on Chanukah, just like on Purim, because again, it is a tikkun, fixes up our averos. And this is where, you know, the minhag developed. And this is also, as we spoke about this previous chaburas in years ago, about this is where the minhag developed to give money to children, according to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, because since the children are bringing the money to the Rabbeim, so we kind of like pay them for their service and give them a gift as well. Now, what about Ma'os Chanukah? So can you use Meiser money for this Ma'os Chanukah? So the Sefer Mekadesh Yisrael of Harfenis says, since this money comes mechefetz libo, from your own goodwill, your own desire to add money to the Rabbeim, it's not obligatory, therefore you may use Meiser money for this gift to the Rabbeim on Chanukah. The Sefer Meshev Nevonim, which is Reb Steinmetz from I think Skver, he also says that you can. He says, since even though you can't pay tuition money with Meiser money, you may pay extras to the Rabbeim. Like this Ma'os Chanukah is an extra. It's not an obligatory tuition payment. but you're basically giving the money extra to the Rebbe. He's saying, oh, Rebbe, could you perform above the yeshiva's requirements? And that's why I'm giving you this gift to encourage you to perform above what you're required, above the tuition payments, and therefore that would be allowed to use Meiser money. I would just end that I'm not so sure that these payments, that these, you know, emails that you get from the yeshivas, which have set amounts to it, so that kills the heter about you give whatever you want. If there's a set amount what you give, you don't really have the option, I don't think, to give less. You could not give at all, but, you know, there's a set amount, like $20 kid, $30 per kid, and it's standardized that you get emails from everyone from the, you know, a solicitation, and it's almost like a, you know, a building fund or a tuition where obviously no one's going to, you know, put you in jail if you don't pay it, and you're not going to kick your kid hopefully out of yeshiva, but it becomes an accepted practice, something which becomes an accepted practice. I'm not sure then therefore you can use Meiser money, or should ideally use Meiser money for it. Perhaps, you know, you should, you know, use Meiser money for aniyim as well, like we said before.